Finally today, we're going to hear about a British band rediscovering life years after its members called it quits. Nosferatu D2. Great name, right? It's from the London suburb of Croydon. The musicians put down their instruments in 2007, and that should have been the end. But it wasn't, thanks to one fan who took it upon himself to release their album. The world's Brendan Maddox has this story.
Croydon, just south of London, is a type of area that metropolitan Americans are painfully familiar with. It's not quite London, just like Queens is not quite Manhattan, or Oakland is not quite San Francisco. That is to say, it's an overbuilt suburb.
It is greyness. If there was, like, a fast food abyss, I think it would be Croydon.
Jamie Halliday runs the South London independent record label Audio Antihero. He grew up in Croydon, where he first heard Nosferatu D2, a band whose gloomy lyrics about their mutual hometown caught his ear.
You could burn down my hometown. Don't care to be quiet, it's just a forest and KFC, Starbucks and Mackey D's, Vassarag, cash machines, just Yates of Linus in between, there's Lorry Road of broken things, half digested chicken wings, and left up turned rotten, let's just pack it in, start again, throw away your odds and grass, the people you don't care about, Andy Peters, Andy Crane, they're all the same, they're all the same.
This is one of Nosferatu D2's standout tracks, Springsteen. If you have difficulty understanding the words, I don't blame you. Lyricist Ben Parker's rapid-fire verbosity can be a bit of a challenge, but he's basically saying that you could burn down Croydon and he wouldn't care.
My dad had a Bruce Springsteen album, which has got My Hometown on it, but it started off as a sample of that, and then that gradually went, which is why it was called Springsteen. It was like comparing my thoughts to Croydon. I could never have this idealised view of it in the same way that Springsteen seems to be having in My Hometown.
The album is titled We're Gonna Walk Around the City with Our Headphones On to Block Out the Noise. It's a dire, heavy record with downcast lyrics by Ben and manic drumming from his brother Adam. The music has a distinct underground, non-commercial appeal. Parker believes that life should influence the music you make, not the other way around.
It's inherently quite a strange thing to be doing as a job, I think. I'd find it very odd if that was my living, was writing and performing songs. Maybe there's a side of that. Maybe there's an angry side in the Nosferatu D2 that is aware, you know, like there's the Colonel Parker song, and that's almost me coming to terms with the fact I'm never going to be Elvis.
I get too self-conscious. I get too self-conscious.
We said as long as it was fun, then we'd do it. And then if it stopped being fun, then we'd stop doing it. I think I realised how angry we were and how I almost had to put on this angry persona to play the gigs with Nosferatu D2.
The angry persona was his own creation, but after 2 years, Ben couldn't keep it up any longer. The brothers ended Nosferatu D2 in 2007.
Just awful, and a soul with no heart is something I don't want to talk about. Today is the first day, last days of our lives, so let's sit down and talk about it. That's enough, let's go outside and feel alone.
Memory of Nosferatu D2 would have faded with the handful of people who saw them at cheap bars if it weren't for Jamie Halliday. The story of Nosferatu D2 is closely intertwined with that of Audio Antihero.
Well, that's kind of what you do. Like, you finish university and you can't get a job, so you end up doing internships at mean-spirited record labels and things like that, and it kind of fills you with a DIY independence dream.
Halliday founded the label in 2009 with the sole purpose of releasing We're Gonna Walk Around This City.
You kind of figure when you're doing things out of your bedroom on money that should be paid back with your student loan that if you can only release one album, what would it be? Because you probably will only get to do it once. And so I thought, if I could only do one album, it would be Nosferatu D2's album.
Indie publications praised the release for its honest and depressed sound. And some have credited Nosferatu D2 for being at the forefront of UK music's current introspective turn, tinging everything from the local punk scene to pop stars like Adele.
We play The Power of Love where Frankie goes to Hollywood a thousand times tonight. Then we're drinking till we feel sick, then we'll be sick.
Ben Parker keeps making music as Superman Revenge Squad with his brother Adam on drums. Of course, he still keeps his day job. A free release of their last show as Nosferatu D2 is due out next month. Jamie Halliday and Audio Antihero have overcome their initial status as specialists in commercial suicide and have released over a dozen records as of their third anniversary in July. For The World, I'm Brendan Maddox.
You've got so much to answer for. In the twilight, just a flashlight.
Nosferatu D2 play us out today. You can stream their one and only album for free at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.
Back of our minds every day. The best before days don't mean a thing. We come and go, we won't feel a thing. It's alright when all your friends are goths. Cause some of them might honestly believe you come back and talk to them. It's nonsense, but it's comforting.